from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I hadn't heard of many of the guys the Bears actually announced that they waived.
You had heard of Ja'Tyre Carter, though.
Yes. But had you heard of Jerome Carvin?
Schmarvin Vinden?
Michael Dwumfor?
See, this deserves...
Now he's definitely Dwumfor.
This deserves the hockey organ.
Yes, it really does. They've also waived wide receiver Peter LeBlanc, also known as Pete the White, or of the White.
Pete yes.
of White. If you're a wide receiver and your name has anything in it that reminds anyone of White, you're cut.
That's not right.
No, that's the first thing they saw.
Not Des White.
Nope, cut. Defensive lineman Jalen Hutchings, cut.
Okay.
These are like video game names, and they didn't have the rights to other names.
Sure.
Wide receiver John Jackson. This guy I've heard of. Defensive back Quindell Johnson. They signed him at one point during a season when he was on another team.
Yes.
Right?
Lee Oz Maxwell Jillian, East Carolina University.
And linebacker Javon White. Cut.
You don't have one for that one, Studs? You got a key and peel for that?
Ibrahim Moizus, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Cut. Yeah, this is the stage of cutdowns where it's all people you've never heard of.
Ozymandias Taz, Buckshank, Stanford University.
Well, they have to get down to, as Dan Wiederer, I think, correctly pointed out yesterday, the initial 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't necessarily the group that you're going to go to war with in week one.
San Diego State University.
Well, we'll see. I don't know what they're going to do with the defensive backfield. There's going to be a couple really good players they're going to have to let go from the defensive backfield, and whether or not they're able to retain them.
Like my guy, Reddy Stewart.
I think Reddy Stewart and Greg Stroman are probably on the outside looking in, right?
And I think those are two guys that can play, but that shows you the amount of depth that the Bears' defensive backfield has. That guys like that, they really have shown you something. And Stroman, you know, has shown you all sorts of stuff. But you might have to let them go. There are other position groups where I feel like, ugh, that you might have to carry more guys because you got all sorts of problems.
Well, Brad Biggs says, it sounds like the Bears could be planning to have three players start on short season IR.
Yep.
Two can be designated before cuts to 53. And he said, nothing official. Keep an eye out for long snapper Patrick Scales starting the season on injured reserve. Yeah, that's not good.
It's something to not feel comfortable about, for sure, when that operation is very new. When you're talking about field goal, because you have a new holder as well, so now you're adding a new long snapper for the first 4 weeks of the season. Not great.
No.
I felt like Torrey Taylor did a good job handling the bad snaps, though.
I think so, too. Torrey Taylor also strangely didn't play in the last preseason game.
He held. He held.
He did help. Didn't punt. Which was weird. Like, get some kicks in.
I'm confident. I think he's
fine.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Is he going to know his way to the stadium?
Well, he did a practice run. So I think, you know,
he's got it down.
Riveting. Maybe today, Torrey Taylor goes to 7-Eleven.
They
nice,
should
nice ride though
to get milk.
They should have done a bit where he tries to take lower Wacker. Like, if you're gonna do that, make it a whole bit, you know? Like, try to get the kid on lower whacker and see what happens.
And play Blues Brothers music and have him with the... He's starting a thing. He says, you know, I got half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. We're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Like, yeah, I'm not trying to tell them how to do their jobs, but...
I mean, you could make it work. Take lower whacker all the way to the end.
Uh-huh.
And then head east to the lakefront, and then you're there. Mm-hmm. Especially on a Saturday morning. Got nothing going on.
It's already better than last week's episode. Already. 630 says, watching Hard Knocks is starting to feel like homework.
That's what we were talking about in the meeting this morning.
Yes.
We have to watch it because that's what we do. But yeah, I hope that there's going to be awesome stuff in tonight's episode, but I'm not sure how.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.